Barbara Follett became an overnight success when she wrote The House Without Windows in 1927. One review called it almost unbearably beautiful. Barbara was a star at just 12 years old.
Barbara Follett is my mother's half-sister.
This is Stephen Cook. Stephen says he hadn't heard much about Barbara as a child. And when he started a genealogy project a few years ago, the plan was to research the whole family. But it was Barbara's story that really grabbed him. And then he found her papers at Columbia University, and he started reading them.
I'm rereading them. I absorbed them. That's how it changed my life. I'd never been so invested in any other life.
Barbara was born in Hanover, New Hampshire. She was homeschooled and given the freedom to pursue anything she wanted. First, a best-selling novel by 12. Next, at 13, The High Seas.
And basically bullied her parents into allowing her to sail on this ship up to Nova Scotia, two-week cruise.
Barbara's second book, The Voyage of the Norman D, was published shortly after Barbara turned 14. It was a memoir of her time at sea, and it was immediately successful. But life soon began to push back. Not long after the second book was published, Barbara's father left for a woman half his age.
So now she's 15, never been to school, and mother and daughter aren't really sure what to do next.
They sailed to the Caribbean and the South Seas, and then settled in California. Once on the West Coast, Barbara's mother tried enrolling her in school, but it was too late for that. Barbara was an entrenched adventurer.
So she quickly ran away, leaving a note saying, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. You know, one day we'll meet up again.
Police found Barbara holed up in a boarding house. Now, at this point, she's still just 15. She tried to flee out a window. Eventually, mother and daughter moved to New York, and Barbara started a new book, this one about a young woman who wanted to escape the place where she lived. Life imitating art, Barbara soon fled New York for the Appalachian Trail with a Dartmouth grad, Nickerson Rogers, who she had met the summer before. They fell in love. By the time she was 21, they were married. But the adventure didn't last long.
Nick writes her a letter saying, you know, Barbara, I want to get a divorce. And Barbara is just flabbergasted. She has absolutely no idea why Nickerson wants to divorce her.
Barbara set her mind to fixing the marriage, even after finding out that Nickerson was having an affair.
But the writing is on the wall, apparently, and she leaves the apartment and is never seen again, 25 years old.
On December 7th, 1939, Barbara Follett slipped out of the apartment she shared with her husband in Brookline, Massachusetts. The family waited to hear from her. For weeks, months, years. Eventually, Barbara's papers went to Columbia, and her books went out of print. An article published this year speculates about remains discovered in 1948 in Holderness, New Hampshire. Bones, pieces of an overcoat, a pocketbook, cash, horn-rimmed glasses. Barbara loved New Hampshire, the mountains, the escape. Police declared the remains to be those of another disappeared woman, Elsie Whittemore. Elsie didn't wear horn-rimmed glasses, but Barbara did. It's in the police report Nickerson filed 2 weeks after her disappearance. Barbara Follett lived a life of evasion, and she left few clues in her wake. Her legacy is in her books, her letters, her adventures. Wherever she might have gone, to the Caribbean seas or the mountains of New Hampshire, Barbara Follett has gone down in history on her own terms. For NHPR's Unsung, I'm Hannah McCarthy.